Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today I want to continue on the subject of love. Love is the essential ingredient of the Christian life. We know from 1 John 4:8 that God is love. And if a person is honestly and truly a Christian, their life should reflect love in all its attributes. There should be kindness in their words, tenderness in their action, a lack of judgment and criticism from their mouth, an attitude of love and acceptance and hope for other people who may not be walking exactly as God would have them walk. But without a condemning spirit, a Christian's life should reflect the agape love, or that unconditional love, that is the essence of God Himself. And yet we have a world full of religious people who claim to know God and who claim to love God, and yet their lives seem to be missing this essential ingredient called love. You can't observe it in their life. You can't observe it in the way they treat people, and yet they have a long list of holiness rules that they feel other people are falling far short of. But the truth of the matter is, the Scripture bears out how important to the heart of God it is that His people, God's people, walk in love, live a life of love, and love towards God Himself, and love towards every person you encounter every day of your life. When Jesus was approached by the Pharisees and asked what was the most important commandment, His answer was very telling. He said in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 40, when asked what is the great commandment of the law, He said this: "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Jesus summarized the very call of God on every person's life. First of all, to love God above all things, with your mind, with your soul, with all your strength. And secondly, to love people. That was the highest call of God. And yet many people who are church-going people today and claim the name of Christian major in many other things besides love. And yet God is love. There's nothing more important for the Christian life than to live a life of love. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 23, we find this fascinating scripture which I have rarely heard quoted, and it says this: "And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as He gave us commandment." We're to believe on Jesus. That's that loving God above all things. We put Him first. And secondly, love one another. In 1 John 4, verses 7 and 8, we find these words: "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." Are you living a loveless Christian life today? Then your religion is empty. He who does not love does not know God, according to 1 John 4:8, for God is love itself. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. 1 John 4:11. Many people have a hard time loving other people. And they'll give a long list of reasons why, some of it having to do with the other people, the shortcomings of the other people, the failures of the other people, or perhaps the unkind treatment of the other people. And others will give the excuse that they've never been loved themselves, and therefore they don't know how to give love to their spouse, or they don't know how to give love to their children. They don't know how to show tender affection. And yet, the truth of the matter is this. If you are a born-again Christian, if you have put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord, if you've invited Him into your heart and surrendered lordship of your life, meaning you're giving Him the reins of your life, if that's true about you, then here is another truth that's important to understand. For in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 5, we are told that God has shed abroad His love into our hearts, meaning God has poured into the reservoir of our own hearts His unconditional or His agape love. It's not human love that will definitely run out, grow cold, become easily irritated with people's frailties and their sins and their imperfections. It's not that kind of a love. It's agape love. It's unconditional. It never grows tired of people, even when the people don't act right, even when the people mistreat you. It's agape love. It's powerful love. It is an awesome love that seeks to show itself to the lovely and the unlovely, to the grateful and the ungrateful, to the selfish as well as to the kind. That love, if you're a born-again Christian, is residing in the well of your heart today. The problem that I've observed in the church is that many people, first of all, don't recognize they have that great reservoir of God's love in them, and they try to love people with their own strength, and then they get frustrated with the other people, and then they turn and don't walk in love. Or secondly, they never tap into the love that's inside of them that is from God. If you'll do that, if you will choose by an act of your will to tap into that unconditional love reservoir that you have, then you can operate in the key ingredient of the Christian life, which is love. You can love or show kindness and tenderness towards your children, even when they're acting childish or acting foolish or even being ungrateful towards you as parents. You can show love to your spouse, even when they're having a very hard day and reacting unkindly towards you. You can show love to a supervisor at work who perhaps is short-tempered and critical. You can show love to those who have literally mistreated you. You can show love to people you don't agree with, whether it's other Christians whose doctrine you don't agree with, or whether it's your neighbor who you don't agree with. You can show love if you will tap into the love that God's put inside your heart. And do you understand that love is a strategy? It's a weapon. It's literally can be a warfare tool in your arsenal. Love is powerful. Love changes things. Love changes people. Love is from God. And God wants us to be people who walk in love every single day. And that kind of a person who is committed to walking in love will affect his or her environment. That type of person will impact people left and right. It'll change the atmosphere in a workplace. It'll change the atmosphere in a home. It'll change the course of history to the person who will commit themselves to seek after God's love being perfected in their own life. When we were told not to be conformed to the world, but instead to be conformed into the image of Christ, we are being told by the Word of God that we are to be ones who walk in love. Christ was the epitome of love. He turned the other cheek. He prayed for those who persecuted him. He poured love out. He laid down his very life for his friend. Jesus said, "There's no greater love than this, to lay down your life for your friend." That's love walking in this earth. God wants you and God wants me to walk in love every single day of our lives. Will you choose the highest ground, that highest road, that essential ingredient? The most powerful weapon of our warfare is to walk like God, and He is love. God wants us to be living examples of God in the earth, and God is love. Love chooses to look out for others' well-being before its own. Love chooses to bless those who mistreat it. Love chooses to speak and act kindly, showing and showering favor upon people, even those who are undeserving or unresponsive or in every way unloving. Love chooses to be patient with people's shortcomings and not become resentful or touchy or easily offended. Love chooses to forgive and to forget. We're going to continue this week talking about the greatest of these, which is love. Join me tomorrow as we look at the attributes of love and how it can be demonstrated in your personal life and how it truly is the most spiritual aspect of any person's life. And that is the key ingredient, this key essential component of a Christian's life, love itself. Remember, God has called us to be ones who walk in love. We love Him because He first loved us. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, walk in love and have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.